The Man in the Iron Mask.
King Louis of France, masquerading as his brother Edmund, now carries this masquerade to an extreme when he lands on the island St. Marguerite, pretending he is the husband of the beautiful girl his brother married only a few days previously. Marguerite is overjoyed to see the man whom she believes to be Edmund, and so far she has detected no difference when she runs down to the little wharf to meet him and to take him up to the fortress and to the private rooms which she and Edmund have shared. As soon as they enter these private rooms, Louis slips his arms around her, looks into her eyes, and kisses her. These eyes, soft and trusting, look slightly puzzled now.
What's the matter?
Nothing, except... Edmund, darling, are you worried about something?
Worried? Worried when I'm with you? I've never been happier than I am at this moment. Here in these apartments, away from everybody. Alone with you. What made you ask?
I thought you might be worried. Your voice sounds husky, different somehow.
Different?
Yes.
I have a slight cold, but it's nothing. Let me hold you again. Such beauty, such loveliness, and such warmth. Marguerite, you're frowning.
Am I? I'm sorry, Edmund, dear. It's just... I'm sure you're worried. You're different somehow. There's something on your mind.
Only you. And you'll be on my mind all the time that I'm here.
And you're free now, aren't you?
Free?
You told me when you did this commission for the king you would be free. He promised that.
Do you know what this commission was?
Oh, you know I don't. In some things you're so secretive, Edmund. And yet I know you wouldn't have me worried. It's probably some heavy affair of state.
Yes. And let us forget about these affairs of state. Let's only think of ourselves, you and I alone on this island. Did I say alone? Come in.
Welcome, Edmund. Welcome back.
Oh.
You've given us the surprise of our lives. Why, it seems only a few hours ago that we bade you goodbye. We thought it maybe a week, perhaps 2 or 3 weeks before we saw you again. And then suddenly, miraculously, you appear.
I saw your ship from the window. I promised I'd look out for you. I promised I'd look out for you, Edmund. And I was sitting here at this window looking down into that great chasm below.
Gad, what a drop.
And then I lifted my eyes upward. And there it was on the horizon. A white sail. Your white sail. Well, you barely had time to reach the mainland when you must have left it again.
Barely time. You're right.
Marguerite could hardly believe her eyes. She handed the spyglass to me so that I could verify this wonderful news. Edmund, this is a day for rejoicing. You're free now, aren't you? Free as the air.
For just a moment, I feel suddenly giddy. Come away from the window. I never could bear looking down from high places.
Now I know you're not well. You've always loved this sofa where you could look out to sea and stare down at those waves and the big black rocks. Perhaps it was a trying journey.
But of course it must have been a trying journey. From early morning to mid-afternoon. Anyhow, I'll make arrangements for that feast I promised Marguerite.
Feast?
Yes, I'll go and give orders straight away to have this special meal prepared.
I'll go with you.
But Marguerite...
I'll be back soon, darling Edmund. But this is our wedding feast, the one we never had in Paris. Everything must be perfect tonight. Quickly, Monsieur Thomas.
And after you.
Oh, Monsieur Thomas, I'm so happy.
It makes everybody happy to hear you laugh.
The time will come when I shall be happy too.
Come in.
What?
Maria Theresa.
Louisa told me you were alone. Would I be disturbing you if I came to talk with you for a little while?
But of course not. As a matter of fact, this duty which the king has imposed on me, it's a rather lonely duty. I have to keep so much to the apartments. When the dusk comes, and it will be soon, I'll be able to walk in the gardens. But I dare not go far afield from these apartments in case I meet someone who knows the king well. There's always the danger of a slip.
Oh, not so very much danger. The likeness still amazes me, Edmund.
It fooled you, didn't it?
Yes. I hope you were not hurt that I should mistake your brother for you. Oh, there is a wickedness about him, Edmund. Now that I am beginning to see one and then the other, I begin to detect this difference. It's a look in your eyes. Oh, so different to his.
Do you realize, Maria, that we may not meet again after this commission is finished?
Yes, Edmund, I have thought about it. I'm sorry, I feel I have a friend in you. I have so few friends here in the court of France.
But you've not been here long.
Oh, long enough to know that I am still treated as a foreigner. I may be the Queen of France, but there are many who still consider me an outsider. I am a Spaniard, a native of a subservient country.
But I think the future is brighter. Louis has indulged himself. I think now he's beginning to see the folly of his ways.
Oh, that is my only hope. The fact that he has given you your freedom, that is the key to a great change in my husband. I wonder, will he set you free?
But of course.
I have heard faint allusions to it, but tell me the truth about this, Edmund. Louis keeps you on some island, is that not so?
Yes. I was to live there for the rest of my life, so that nobody would meet me, see me. So that nobody would guess that Louis and I were twins.
A prisoner, really?
A prisoner, but with a wonderful compensation. My lovely Marguerite was allowed to live with me as my wife. Now, however, it's all altered.
I suppose you will go to some other country.
Oh, Marguerite and I haven't spoken of it yet.
Perhaps you may even go to Spain. If you do, I may be able to help you to find you a comfortable residence.
Thank you, Maria.
This island, it's close to the mainland.
Yes, only a few hours' journey. My special instruction was that should anybody approach the island, I was to don a most fearsome iron mask and keep hidden in this mask until the visitors left.
Oh, how horrible.
Yes, but not as horrible as wearing a mask for life. That was the original intention. However, let's not talk about that. It's all behind me now.
Yes. Oh, by the way, several of the younger bloods of the court are making very merry today. Have you heard?
No.
I understand that there's a birthday. The king has given Monsieur Letellier the keys to the wine cellar. Louisa tells me they have been drinking heavily all the morning. She hears all the news from the servants.
How amusing it would be if I walked among them and rebuked them. I can just imagine Letellier's face. The only one who knows the truth, imagine.
Oh, an evil spot. Oh, he frightens me, Edmund. He has the king's ear, and he turns every little piece of gossip to his advantage. What? Who can that be? The door between your apartments and mine. I had better go.
I'll slip out into the gardens. It's almost dusk now. Perhaps we may talk later this evening?
Oh, yes, Edmund. If we are not to see each other again after this visit, let us make the most of it. I shall miss you very, very much.
Thank you. I shall miss you, too. I only hope that Louis will become a worthy king and a worthy husband.
Somebody who must have come to my apartment looking for me believed I might be in here. For the present, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, it's you, Louisa.
Yes, Your Majesty.
I wondered who it was. He has been talking with the king. Well, this man whom everybody believes to be king. Oh, Louisa, I do love him so.
Do you, Your Majesty?
Even just now, when I walked in there, when I spoke with him, I kept wishing to myself that something might happen to Louis. Something which would make it impossible for him ever to come back. Oh, it's wicked of me. I know that Edmund has a wife who loves him very dearly. But circumstances make us so selfish. He believes that his brother has reformed, but in my heart I know that Louis will never change. My life here in France will be a hell on earth.
Oh, hey, Louis.
What is it? Whatever is the matter?
Your Majesty, I came to you quickly because...
Oh, quickly, then.
That horrible man. How I hate him.
Who?
Monsieur Letellier. He has been drinking a great deal of wine, Your Majesty. And as I was on my way up to these apartments, he staggered from one of the anterooms and saw me, and he tried to drag me into the other room where the others were drinking with their women. He is a horrible man. He may hold high ranking here in this court, but he is more uncouth than the lowest peasant I have ever seen in Spain.
Oh, don't cry, Louisa. You're safe now. Stay here with me and you're safe. Did he try to kiss you?
Yes, and not only that. He spoke so strangely. boasted that love was in the air, that even his king at this moment was making violent love on an island.
On an island?
Yes. What did he mean, Your Majesty? When I followed the king, I understood from my inquiries that the king was taking a ship along the coast, visiting on matters of state.
An island. Surely it couldn't be. Oh, I could hear him. Louise, I have suddenly realized. Louis' secrecy early in the morning, his hurry to get away, and Edmund here now. Louis is on the island from which Edmund has just come. Louis, with Edmund's wife at his mercy.
Maria Theresa, her eyes widening in apprehension, sprang to her feet. Louisa, not realizing the import of the news she had just given her mistress, stared at her in astonishment. What will eventuate from this startling discovery? Make sure you hear the next enthralling chapter of The Man in the Iron Mask.